The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 157 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, a membership director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again. What troubled times we're living in right now, sir.
Indeed. Well, we just had news today when we're recording that for the first time ever, the cost of filling up a tank for the average car is over £100 now of petrol. So, yeah, definitely we're seeing this rise across multiple areas.
This is obviously not worrying for me because I have an electric vehicle, but the price of electricity is going to go up, so I'm not going to stay smug for too long. However, wow, I mean, it's just the craziness that's going on right now. We're seeing there'll be pressure on bank base rates. Well, we know the inflationary pressure is in there. The government have just put the triple lock back in on pensions. So, you know, there are small bits of good news out there, but fundamentally, the sort of macro picture, and you know, Chris, I'm an economist by training, and there's two types of economics, macro and micro. Macro, big picture. Micro is how does it affect you? Oh, and you need to know both. So the macro picture will always have some impact, but I think most people don't really think through what is the macro picture, what's the micro picture, how do I work out what to do? So consequently, most people just get it plain wrong and do everything the opposite of what they should do. And it's sometimes, you know, it's quite crazy. And a lot of people right now, as we're starting to meet people now, aren't we, Chris? It's just great to see that we're getting out. And I think we're having some Wealth Builder meetings coming up as well soon, where in order to put something nice back into the world where there's just troubled times out there, we're doing Wealth Builder experiencing and Wealth Builder experience networking, aren't we? So we're getting people together who want to mingle with us and learn what to do in such times, but also to get a bit of an experience of doing something that's interesting, that's, you know, fascinating, that's giving you something you could do at the same time as networking. So perhaps you could tell us about our first one, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually one of our Academy members, Joanna Whittle, who is an experienced kind of events host. Certainly Spain, Portugal, those European countries that she's very familiar with. And she's bringing the taste of Portugal all the way to North London for a Wealth Builders experience. And that's on the 30th of June. So it's a small gathering for, you know, all of our sort of friends and family, listeners of the podcast, our own SaaS and Academy members. But yes, invite is for anyone who would like to come and join us and say hello face-to-face, clink a glass. We'll actually be tasting four different Portuguese wines on the evening, being talked through all of those wines and also accompanied by some nice food, Portuguese style. So yeah, do head over to the Facebook group, Wealth Builders Facebook group. We've got all the details in there. If you're not already a member, definitely jump in there and book your ticket.
And we're going to be doing lots of things, aren't we, that we're looking forward to. We'll definitely do something on the Thames in summer. We'll definitely do some golf. We'll definitely do anything that really is a combination of fun and getting together. So if you host something already, if you're doing something already that, you know, you're enjoying, but you think a group of people, maybe sort of somewhere between 40 and 50 people could come along, we'd love to hear from you. So maybe you could be a Wealth Builder host. And listen, it's the equivalent of tapas, though, isn't it? Portuguese style. Now, I love tapas, but I've never had Portuguese tapas. So I'm really looking forward to that, Chris.
Yes, no, it should be good indeed. Now, we speak to people every day, Kevin, don't we, on the phone. And, you know, we get asked, you know, our thoughts on things. And I know you don't often give opinions, do you, Kevin? But today, are you changing your mind? Are you going to reach?
Well, look, I think the market, as they, you know, going to use the word market in a moment, is so incredibly challenging that I might just do something that I don't do normally. Now, at Wealth Builders, we speak in principles. And we know that if you follow the principles of wealth building, then that wealth is predictable. We know that. But, you know, where we are right now, I think people are doubting themselves, right? So I'm getting asked all the time, what's your opinion on this or that market? And as you know, I don't like to give opinions because that's almost like it's from me, whereas I prefer principles because principles work. Opinions, you could have a different opinion to me. But because you've asked me nicely, Chris, what's my rule for making and giving opinions?
I'm not sure, actually. of course. Well, if there's for those that aren't seeing the video here, there's a glass of red that just came into shot.
I only give opinions if somebody recognizes now I'm giving an opinion because I'm holding a glass of something that I like that you have bought for me. Then the trade-off is you give me a glass of something and I'll give you my opinion on something. And that's fair because then it's absolutely an opinion. It's nothing to do, doesn't have to be with principles, be what I'm doing, what I'm thinking. So I don't think this is a bottle you bought me, Chris.
No.
But I know you bought me, and I'm just for the record, I assume it's you, so you're going to ask me my opinion. Thank you, Chris, for this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Enjoy.
Only a small one because it is not.
It's after 6 p.m. that we're recording this, so it's okay.
You get ready for the opinion, and I'll get ready for a quick slurp.
All right. Well, Kevin, you know, we are in troubled times at the moment, and, you know, the stock markets are going up and down, and everything's increasing. You know, what are your thoughts here? What's your opinion on what we should be doing?
Okay. So let me say, first of all, Chris, that the best way to get the macro picture on what's going on in the market is to understand that there are always three markets. So there's no such thing as an amorphous market. There isn't a homogenous thing that is the market. There's three markets, not free, but three, the number three. One, the retail market. Two, the wholesale market. Three, you create the market. Now, I had a conversation with somebody just today, in fact, and it made me think about this. And he was asking my opinion on the property market, right? So let's do the property market. And I said, what do you mean about the property market? He said, well, me and my wife have been looking at property. I said, how long have you been looking? 2 years. Well, you're not doing then. You're looking. So looking at markets is spectating. And when you're spectating, you're looking and you're hoping that something's going to be right for you, that somehow miraculously something will be right and is never right because the retail market is full of people being buffeted by wind that's blowing on them and they don't really know what to do about it. And in the market as we speak at the moment, the property market is full of people. The pricing is a bit like everything else at the moment. It's gone through the roof in the general, you know, you're looking at the what people will call the property market. So if you're trying to buy property, whether you're buying it to live in or if you're buying it for an investment, it's just crazy times. And there are the numbers don't really work for many people, particularly in traditional strategies like buy-to-let, because the numbers just are not stacking up. And people are putting in offers to buy a property and having to go way, way, way over asking just to secure it. And when you do that and you look back at the numbers and you come back to the numbers, it doesn't work. And I've seen people buy property, and I was talking recently on a webinar, Chris, and somebody said to me, you know, I bought a property and I made no money when I sold it. And the reason that happened is because they didn't do the numbers. What they did was they got into this idea of I need to buy one, so I'm going to buy one. And they bought it in the retail market. So the retail market is a marketplace which is you're not able to find extraordinary value yourself. You're just doing what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Wholesale market is when you're getting off-market things. You're looking at things to create a niche So you're finding a gap in the market, if you see what I mean. You're finding something unique in the market that you can do, which normally means it's not retail. You're not just taking yourself, going into that market with the level of knowledge you've got and trying to make that work. You're having to spend some time in education. You're having to get some support. You need connections to see what other people are doing, which is what we teach in Wealth Builders, the Wheel of Wealth, education, support, connection being the first three. And once you're doing that, you're beginning to discern, right? And this idea of discerning is the art of wealth building that I think Kiyosaki said in one of his books way back now, your level of wealth is linked crucially to your ability to make distinctions. And I think that's true. And I think where Wealth Builders has become really outstanding in its niche, Chris, is because increasingly, because we're holistic, we're meeting so many people, experts in their field, we're able to make distinctions for our clients and say, well, do you know somebody's doing this? Do you know somebody's finding that? Do you know there's a way to do that, to create value from this or that? In a way that once you can learn the niche, you can create a pathway that the numbers work for you. And a simple example might be, I was talking to one of my potential mentee clients the other day, and they've got a lot of money, right? They sold something, they've got a lot of money. And I said, well, what you've got is a lot of money with no knowledge, right? Which is very dangerous, of course. We'll come on to the hokey-cokey in a moment. I'm going to talk about the wealth hokey-cokey. Not a good thing, very dangerous thing. But anyway, the point is about when you've got a lot of money and no knowledge, is very dangerous. So if you can get the knowledge, and I said, well, look, the knowledge, what knowledge should I get? It's so broad, it's so wide, it's so vast. So we'll just think about where your leverage is. You've got great financial leverage and you've got time. You just don't have a strong intellectual set of knowledge yet in different things. So here's one idea, and I want you to go check this out. Find as many properties, just find them, where you can't get a mortgage on it. I know. What do you mean I can't? It's because if you've got cash, you can buy in cash. Everybody else is going to be buying with a mortgage. So if you can buy something with no mortgage, you can secure it because the person who's selling it knows there's thousands of buyers, but you know, so few people have got cash. You could learn to differentiate yourself as a cash buyer. So go find some. And I used an example of somebody who had a niche and made me laugh every time I've heard this woman say it. And she says, if it stinks of we, think of me. And that's so classically niche because it's saying, if it's a property that's just terrible, it needs gutting, it needs completely fumigating, it needs, then you're differentiating yourself from the thousands and thousands of people who are just casually spectating in the market. And that's the skill. So learn to differentiate, make distinctions, see what other people are doing, and see if you can work with gaps in the market. And yeah, that's really what the wholesale market, the making market, the market makers are people who are creating things. And that's best, probably less so in property, but can be done because what you're doing is you're creating value from even space above you. You know, so freehold property goes from the ground up to the top of the, basically to the sky. So if you can find a building and then you know you've got air rights, basically you could, and we've got lots of clients now, haven't we, Chris, who are, you know, creating buildings where they're putting in the facility, you know, instead of just having a straightforward roof, putting in a reinforced roof to allow them to go up later on when they want to.
Or so, equally go down.
Well, it's harder to go down, actually, because digging into London, which is what most people did in London, you know, all the trying to create space in London, you can't really go up so much, but going down is where a lot of people are going to dig deep into creating space below ground. But airspace and below ground and left and right, you know, I've got clients who ride around on their cycles, right, in the territory in which they are working, Chris, and they're always looking for gaps in the roof space. You know, where is a building not matched? Where does something look like it's lower or higher than something else? And then there's probably an opportunity in that. So whenever you're looking at a piece of property, look left to the property, look right to the property, look down, look up, and you'll find ways to create a niche in that space. So that's what I'm talking about, Chris, when you're going into that. There's clearly been a growth in people in central London building downwards because it's just a way to expand the space. But that's the way you're creating space. And if you're doing commercial to residential property, for example, you're creating residential space. So there's definitely more money, more wealth to be made in the creation market when you're creating a market than if you're in the retail market. So it's better to be not in the retail market, learn in the wholesale market, and then finally get to a place where you can create. Now, this is more true in the stock market, Chris, where we know the vast majority of people who build their wealth at 95%, building their wealth traditionally, aren't they, in the home they live in, their pension, their investments, and both the pension and investments predominantly invested in the stock market. And the stock market equally is broken down into three: the retail stock market, the wholesale market, and the creator market. You don't want to be in the retail market again. Everything retail is you're paying the highest price for the lowest value. That's really what happens there. So when you're in the retail market, and we've done many podcasts on this, Chris, and certainly we cover this in debits, in the S for stock market fees, you're almost always paying so much more in fees to institutions, platforms, custodians, advisors, that the overall cost of getting access in the market, the stock market, is not delivering value. So the net return, you know, because when you're paying lots of fees, the stock market is investing in shares, isn't it, anyway, in other companies. And the long-term return will be somewhere between 6 and 7%, say, from a macro perspective. That's what we expect the long-term. Well, if you're paying 2% in fees and you're getting 6, you're going to get 4, which means a third of your money is going in charges and fees. And that's really bad value for money. So the best thing to do is look at go into the wholesale, where instead of intermediating, using intermediaries for everything, use that service or some expert to get some guidance and then do it yourself. You know, so you do it through wholesale. So you can buy into ETFs, you can buy into low-cost trackers, you can go into SaaS where you can control the pension for yourself. And we've got lots of clients who've done that. So when you're doing things for yourself, or at least learning what needs to be done, then you can determine exactly what you want to do and exactly what you want to pay for. But the thing that you're doing is you're negotiating often. So instead of just paying what you're paying, can you eliminate that? Can you reduce that? Negotiate that? Or if possible, can you turn it into a tax-deductible expense and move it into your business, which, of course, we do with pensions, don't we? And we get those for many people set up in their businesses, so it's a tax-deductible expense in the business. But anyway, the market makers are those people who build businesses, and then they create shares in their own company. And that's what I prefer to do. I prefer to build businesses because the ROI is infinite. You're not limited to 5 or 6%, and you're not paying fees for it because you're building and you're creating and then you're scaling and then you're exiting. And I think there's much more value to be done that way. And I suppose if you think about franchising, Chris, that's a way to create a market. You know, Action Coach and Brad Sugars, who we've collaborated with recently, you know, really, really nice business. The business owner, Brad Sugars, created the market. You know, the coaches, to a certain degree, are in the wholesale market. You're getting the benefit, but they're not you know, they're not an employee, where if you're an employee, you're at the retail market because you pay the most taxes and you've got the least value, because in order to be an employee, somebody else has got to get more value than you're worth in order to be worth paying you and taking the risk and paying you. So you see what I'm saying, Chris, that if you see yourself and just make that distinction, whatever you're doing, are you retail, are you wholesale, are you a market maker? Where are you? You know, and most people don't know where they are. And as a result, Chris, they do the hokey cokey, right? And the hokey cokey is, I'm in, I'm out, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm shaking my head all about, I don't know what I'm doing, because I'm not putting the time into educating, supporting, connecting, or doing due diligence. I end up going into something too quick, getting out of something too quick, with no reason at all than one word. And that word, which I've seen more in these circumstances than ever before, in almost in my lifetime, Chris, I've been doing this for 30 years, as you know, and teaching it for 15, the concept is fear.
Yeah.
When people get fearful, they hokey-cokey. They FOMO, so they get into something without doing due diligence. What are people getting into more than anything else these days? Cryptocurrency. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what people do. I'm saying they're getting in without understanding. You know, there are potentially some ways you can create a cash flow from cryptocurrency. I'm not an expert in that, but people are not looking to get cash flow. They're saying the market's all over the place. I don't know how to create value. I better do this instead. And they hope that even though they've got a lack of knowledge, a lack of research, and a lack of due diligence, that somehow they're going to get lucky. And they never get lucky. You cannot substitute that for hard work. And the hard work is doing and following the wheel of wealth. And the other way, the hokey cokey, when they get out of things, is what happens when people see a stock market crash. They get out.
Wow. The worst time.
It's the worst point to get out. And people get out all the time. They crystallize their losses. They get out and they get panicky and they move to cash. And, you know, this is the danger of the stock market, because there's no real home for generating continual cash flow like you do in property, let's say, or in business or an intellectual property or joint ventures, where you've got the ability to create more value and restrict the risk to your value. So when you don't see that, you do the hokey-cokey and you turn around and it never comes back again, I'm afraid. And I'm seeing that more than ever before, Chris. So I don't want to be facetious about it, because this is life-changing and damaging for many people when they do that. So I encourage you to think about where you are. Are you retail, wholesale, or you're a market maker? And please talk to somebody before you do the hokey-cokey. Get somebody to talk to help keep you safe and sane when all around you people are losing their heads.
Mm. And I think, as we've said many times as well, you know, building wealth is about having a long-term plan. So it's not reacting to these, you know, market conditions, which will come and go. There will always go up and go down. But if you zoom out, have a long-term plan, you'll be in a much safer space.
Couldn't agree with you more, Chris. So, you know, fear and reaction are both part of the same emotional response. And that's why I think it's always good to have somebody else, a buddy, a support group. And I encourage people to be in support groups. You know, get a support group around you, be in a network around you, talk before you take action, you know, even just to get your opinion out and hear somebody else give you their opinion back. But seek opinions from peer groups where you've got a common interest, not down the pub or, you know, with some random person. You know, try and surround yourself with people who've got a common interest in learning. Then you should keep yourself a little bit safer.
Yeah, well, good time to remind everyone again about our event on the 30th of June, a place to come and meet with like-minded people and ourselves. But even online, if you can't make it to London, you know, please join our Facebook group. It's free. There's 2,500 Wealth Builders in there. So head to Facebook, search for Wealth Builders, all one word, you'll find us. Or just join our free membership, start to consume and watch some of our videos, our free content, our books, you know, lots of free resources inside the free members area just for you to get started. Or if you're looking for something a little bit, you know, more supported, then of course we've got the Academy. So, you know, lots of options for people there just to, you know, just to get more involved.
Yeah, and there are many, many support groups and many networks. So, you know, go to events, meet with people, watch out for, you know, if it's a random event or an event where people are selling too much, watch out for that. But, you know, surround yourself with good people and build your network, because in the end, if you build your networks, you're going to build distinctions, because people have got different wealth dynamics from you. They've got different opinions to you. They've got different ways of thinking to you. And you'll also be, if you get into a really strong network, which I believe we are in terms of integrity and the community, it always comes out in our reviews, Chris. You know, did you do a review?
Not yet. No, not yet. We've got one lined up, ready to go. So,
I better mention community, otherwise I'm in trouble.
No, we always love to read out our latest reviews. So, why don't we head over to Trustpilot quickly? And we've got one here. Goes under the name of Slate Property. I think we might know who that is. They've said, Kevin, Paul, and the team helped us navigate the process of transferring our existing SaaS from another administrator. They helped to make the transfer as seamless as possible. Communication and support was great throughout, and we've now been with the team for over a year. The documentation, support, and overall service are streets ahead of the previous administrator, first class.
And, you know, just for anybody who's interested, we've got a community of SaaS interested people known as the SaaS Alliance, Chris. And although you're less in that than I am, I'm in there. And we do a mastermind on SaaS. Paul Brooks and I do a SaaS mastermind every month. So again, you know, that's a great community for people where there's a common interest. What's the common interest? SaaS. How to make the most of it, how to do good things, how to do safe things. So what you want to do is to try and build your wealth safer, faster, but more enjoyably. And you can only do that in community. So wherever you go to find your community, don't do this on your own. Don't do things on your own when you're building your wealth. Find a community that you resonate with, and it should help you get to where you want to get to.
Yeah, good lessons there. So we have a member of our community actually on next week's episode, Kevin. So we've got Fabio talking about, again, you know, how to generate income in uncertain times with, you know, more of a development strategy there. So,
I'm very clever. I've recently spoken to Fabio and suggested you should do the podcast with him, Chris, because he's got a very interesting take, which is pivoting from what he would normally do. And that's what you need to do when you've got that creativity and you can make distinctions. When the market is uncertain, you can react to that, but positively and proactively. You can create opportunity and value as opposed to knee-jerking your way and finding things to do that aren't solidly thought through. So listen to Fabio next week and you'll hear what he's doing, and it's a fascinating pivot.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today. Always great to have your ears. Thanks, Kevin, and we will catch up same time, same place next week.
We will indeed. I won't be drinking wine next time, Chris, but until then, my friend, thanks for asking my opinion. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.